What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Tutaku Podcast, episode 154. As always, like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter, become a patron on Patreon, and don't forget to pick up something for yourself in that Teespring merch store. All links are in the description boxes below. Other than that, welcome back.
Oh, yeah, we recording?
Oh, crap. Hang on a sec.
I thought you were just practicing. What?
When have I ever practiced the intro?
Practiced what, man?
I thought you were trying something new.
What? It's the exact same thing I always say. Yeah, I usually just tune you out. Oh. All right. No, so welcome back to the special quarantine edition.
Quarantine.
I mean, it's crazy. I've seen a bunch of YouTube videos where the people are like, yeah, quarantined. This is a quarantined video. And I'm like, but you always shoot indoors in your room. You know what I mean? How is this any different? Like, I don't get it. But anyways, we have a very special
episode today. Yo, you know what? No one cares about what episode we're doing, man.
Oh, okay.
No, what a lot of people are doing, or a lot of celebrities are doing now. They're just live streaming.
Yeah. Seen a lot of the late night hosts. I like live streaming the shows, and it's just them on Skype.
Yeah, with someone and then they just Skype in all their other guests and like musical artists and stuff. Like, that's just so weird.
It's so stupid. It's dumb. Like, just do something else or do nothing at all. You know what I mean?
Nah, they got to do something.
Why do I want to see your crappy internet connection, you know?
Oh, okay.
People's faces lagging out and glitching. Yeah. Thanks for letting me be here. I really appreciate being here tonight. And you're just like, why would anyone want to watch that?
I mean, I want to watch it.
Oh, okay.
Heal me, I'm heart sick, I'm hungry, thought I could survive on you. Heal my heart sick, hungry cry, I'm heart sick.
What I don't understand is why a bunch of celebrities are Skype calling each other, recording it, and then like posting it online as if they have a show now.
For clout, bro.
That's true, I guess.
And boredom. They're bored.
I don't know how they're bored. They got the million-dollar mansions and whatnot.
Bro, just because you got a million-dollar mansion does not mean that you're not bored like everyone else doing this quarantine, okay? Just because you got millions and millions of dollars and probably an indoor theme park at your home does not mean that you're bored, that you're not bored too. Okay.
I mean, how good's their jungle gym? Oh, man, what?
Yo, could you imagine living at the Fantasy Factory at a time like this?
It'd be fantastic.
I'm like, wait, so you're telling me I have to stay here all day?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah. Out break the out them parts. Scooters, dog. I'm going up and down this ramp.
I'm about all day. I'm about to shoot this go-kart into the foam pit. Let's go.
Right? Legitimately, though. People will be like, yo, you've been driving around in that go-kart for 8 hours straight.
Really? It's only felt like two.
Yo, what?
Yo, we're going to need a lot more gas. gas is like 187 too.
Right. You're gonna need a lot more gas.
Went to the gas station? Oh gosh. Let me just Let me just put this up before there be ice cream everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Just oh gosh. Yo, it's leaking everywhere. I should have refroze it.
You what? Yo, if you refroze melted ice cream.
Hey man, we don't waste money around here.
And that's all you do. It's not the point. Okay. Now, so back to our main topic. Huh?
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, okay. So back to our main topic. It is the best episodes that we make by far. And it's the episodes that I know you all clamor for. Yo, you good?
Yeah, why?
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Start talking again.
No, there's nothing in there. I swear there's a drop left. Okay, man. So, it's anime creation time.
Dun, 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 dun.
Mm-hmm. Sing it out, my man. Sing it out.
Oh, I'm done.
Oh. Well, that was anticlimactic. So, as always, if you haven't listened to an anime creation, what we will do is pick some main genres, some subgenres, and a number of characters, and we're going to create an anime on the spot.
We're going to let the magic happen.
Yep. That's about it. So, you know, we'll see what happens, I guess. Hold on, let me open, like, a note or something so that we don't forget the genres like we maybe have before. Alright, so our two main genres, Lego.
Let's get something good. I mean, honestly, we make something good out of anything, really, so...
Ooh, first main genre is mystery.
I already got it.
Okay, okay.
A virus that shows up out of nowhere.
Yo, what? Oh, just hang on for a second. Hang on, hang on. I'm not. Just wait, just wait. So the virus is named COVID-19, and it stands for what? Just wait. All right. What's our second one? Mystery. Oh, man. We got mystery twice. We got a double mystery, dog.
A double mystery homicide.
We're going to have a mystery inside a mystery. Oh, man. M. Night Shyamalan up here.
We never speak of that name, bro.
It's sci-fi.
Ugh. Ugh.
Mystery sci-fi. Okay, so let's go with the subs now. Subs overdubbed, y'all. Make the right choices. For anyone who still remembers that.
Remember what? Because I sure don't.
Oh, okay. Yo, computer, shut up. Why are you getting all
literally,
hot,
dude? I can literally hear your computer.
Bro, I have no idea what's wrong with it. Because I reloaded a page?
It's like, oh no.
Calm down. Alright. First subgenre we got is mecha.
Yo, what is happening right now? I feel like we've had this setup before.
Yeah, I feel like it too. Hopefully we don't get Miho. Okay. And we got music.
Yo, I'm sorry, but like, what?
What are we supposed to do? What? Oh, God.
Yo, why didn't you just re-roll it, bro?
Again, what is happening, dude?
Bro, I don't know, but I think you need to find a new randomizer.
We got a mech inside a mech? Well, okay. At least we got space. Like, at least we don't have to do anything with sci-fi anymore, really, because it's already in space.
But is space sci-fi? No.
Is it not?
I'm pretty sure it's not.
I don't know. All right, number of characters. Yo, 18? What the heck, dude?
Why do you have 18 man?
No, we got 6. So it's not much better.
6 characters? I do not like this at all.
This is probably the most difficult one we've gotten.
Yeah, man.
So I'm counting on you.
That's crazy because I was counting on you.
What? Yeah, man, you're the idea guy.
I'm just the
what?
Add to the ideas guy.
Yo, what? Okay. Mystery, sci-fi, mecha, music, and space. And now the difficult part is not to pull off of older things that we made.
Yeah, because like I think we've done like 3 mechas so far.
I know.
And I'm pretty sure we've done a mecha mystery.
Yeah, we did. That was the one where they were half aliens.
Yeah, exactly. No, that was the one. Yeah, that was the one. Yep.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to re-roll.
Yo, can we re-roll? Is that a thing?
I mean, I don't think we have before. I know we have on, like, single things, but we've never re-rolled an entire thing. You know what we could do? We could do one of those, like, 3-roll things.
Those what?
You know? One, like a 3-roll kind of thing. Where it's like, okay, if the first thing you get you don't like, you can re-roll. Second thing you get you don't like, you can roll. But that third one that you get, you have to do.
That's fine.
All right. Then I'm just going to re-roll the entirety of it. So let's go. This will be our second rolls for all of them. Slice of life. You want to replace mystery with slice of life?
Sure, why not?
All right.
I don't think we've done a slice of life in a minute.
No, we haven't. Yo, computer, calm down. What is wrong with you? You're getting hit directly by the AC, and you're still just spitting at me, dog.
Computer just explodes.
Bro, I'd be so upset. There'd be no new podcast ever. All right. Like, I'm done. If I got shrapnel from this stupid computer.
Just got a piece of a MacBook in your shoulder.
You know, just send you a photo. Tutaku's dead.
Oh, okay.
Like, yo, dog, you need to go to the hospital. Nah. You know what? I'll go tomorrow. I don't even feel like going anywhere right now.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a Band-Aid on it. I'm just going to turn it in for the night. So it's 6 o'clock, man. I know. Oh, I know.
You think I want to go to bed this early?
I just don't want to be awake anymore.
Okay, man.
All right, so instead of sci-fi, I got mystery. Do you want to re-roll?
Well, yes.
All right, well, with this last one that we get, we have to do. You know that, right?
I thought we replaced mystery already.
Mystery was our first main genre. This is second main genre. Yeah. So you don't want a slice of life mystery?
No, man.
All right. Well, let's see what we get. Action.
Yo, how? That's literally impossible.
Yo, man. You want it to roll.
These are the rules.
All right. Subgenres. Well, I already know we're going to re-roll for Mecha, so let's see what we get. Superpower. Do you want superpower or do you want to re-roll?
Nah, man, re-roll it.
Okay. We letting it ride, dog. Music. Fantastic. And do you see what you're doing to us?
Well, we already got music, so technically we have to re-roll it again.
Well, we're going to be rolling music, is what I'm saying. So we're re-rolling music right now. And we got game, which I guess I forgot to delete. So, do you want to do game or you want to re-roll?
Reroll it.
Reroll it. Fantastic. Reverse harem. Okay. Last and finally least, space. Oh, man. This is about to turn everything around, my friend. We got tragedy.
Oh, boy. You just spoke my favorite word.
Yeah, right? And no, we are not re-rolling tragedy.
Of course not.
I mean, we could have gotten 3 straight tragedies and been like, well, it's finally our time to shine.
It's finally here. The ultimate tragedy.
Finally. Y'all thought our tragedies were depressing before. You have no idea.
I don't know if our favorite genre being tragedy, it's a positive thing. But or just shows what's really wrong with us. Yeah, but hey, we love it.
Yep. All right, so you want to keep the 6 characters or you want to less?
What?
Do you want to keep the 6 characters or do you want less? It is a reverse harem.
It's a reverse harem, so you might as well keep it.
All right. So now our main genres are slice of life and action, and our subgenres are music, reverse harem, and tragedy. So what you got?
Wait, say it again.
Jeez, man. We have, for our main genres, slice of life and action, of our subgenres, music, reverse harem, and tragedy.
Oh man, this would be perfect if we didn't have that action. So I'm just going to ignore that action.
What? It's a main genre. You got to incorporate it somehow.
She's just kept with mystery, bro. I don't know why you rolled it.
Okay, man. Slice of life. Action. What you got, dog? You got anything?
All right. I mean, well, action. So what defines as action? Like, does it have to be like... Because what I'm thinking is, action could just be like... What defines as action?
Yo, man, you already said that.
All right, let's see.
As far as action in anime, I think we at least have to have, like, fighting.
Yes, but...
Or guns, you know.
Okay, so my question is, are you trying to go for an older demographic or younger? Like, you're trying to go for, like what you think, in high school, university, like?
I'm thinking we terrorize people.
What?
Excuse me? probably our age. Because it's tragedy, so...
So they got to be a little bit older.
Let's do it up.
Because we got music. So I was thinking is, what if we make a music anime? You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's also slice of life. My only issue is trying to fit action in here somewhere, but I'm sure we can figure it out. But this is what I'm thinking.
Man, we're not doing Steven Universe, dog.
Look, man, all I'm saying is...
Okay.
You know what? I'm done for today. We're just going to call it quits. No, what I'm thinking is, I'm not talking like a musical anime. I'm talking like legit, like, this is what I was thinking. So we have, because it's a reverse harem, so that means it's one girl who, of course, is going to be the lead singer of this band.
Uh-huh.
We can have, Yo, hold on.
Are you okay, man?
I gotta sit up for this. So, I'm thinking, what if we do something like, okay, so we got six people. There's normally four people in a band.
Okay.
What if we have, So, this anime, Slice of Life, is gonna follow basically the life of these six kids that all went to high school together, grew up together. All know each other, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. They started forming a band back in, let's say, I don't know, college. So you have the chick who's the lead singer. And they, of course, you have your guitarist, bassist, drummer. And then you have one guy who's maybe like their manager. And then another one acts as like their security. That's where your action comes in at, right? Because, like, you could have them, like, basically on the road travel. And it's just, like, we can do, because this is a slice of life. It's just, like, the life and, you know, like, the trials and tribulations of this band trying to stay together. And then, of course, you have most of the dudes basically in love with this girl. Or, well, necessarily, they don't even have to all be in love with her. We could just have it be, like, you know, a couple of them are in love with her. And, oh, we got to do tragedy, too.
Yeah, we gotta do tragedy.
I mean, the tragedy is just gonna be, I mean, obviously, it's obvious, isn't it?
No, man.
She died, man.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying.
Dies from what?
I don't know, pancreatic cancer?
Oh. Well, then.
Even better is she dies from a crazy fan who the guy who was like in charge of security couldn't stop from him killing her.
Oh, God.
Like, yeah, like a crazy fan, you know what I'm saying? Like, kills her. So now this dude, and then like you can even do like after the whole, oh my gosh, bro. So like 13 episodes. The first half is like, you know, about like kind of like the backstory of this band and like them traveling and stuff. We could have them like kind of like a semi-famous band, like they're on tour and stuff like that. And then the second half of the anime is basically like the girl dies, and it's basically about these five dudes trying to like live their life without her, you know what I'm saying? And all of them are like beaten, like, you know, blaming each other or blaming themselves and whatnot. And yo, you know, it'd just be a tragic love story, basically. We could have them basically all in love with her, since, like, you know, of course you got to have the one childhood friend who, like, they grew up from, like, basically babies together. And what is happening right now? Sorry, it's like group chat's going off the chain.
Oh, okay. But so you want to kill her off halfway through?
Yeah. Because you also got to remember, it's slice of life. So
it is, I would slice say, of life.
Well, at least by, like, episode 8. Because we can do a time skip.
So you want the action to be a murder?
Well, no, not necessarily a murder. The action could be like, you know, like the thing about action is like it doesn't have to be action packed every episode.
No.
So like the action could come in from like the band members writing.
What if to make it even more tragic though, we had like one or two of them try and get revenge by murdering the guy who kills her?
See, I would agree with that if we still had mystery.
What if he, like, stabbed her and ran away? And I'm like, well, I'm going to track him down. See,
I didn't want to focus. I wanted to focus more so, because it's a slice of life, on the character development and how these people try to move on with their lives after, like, someone so important was taken from them.
Right.
Instead of trying to focus on that, because the action can come from like them, like even if we do a little time skip, like we can have like the security dude becomes like, I don't know, like he like throws himself into like boxing or something like that, and you know he's like,
you're gonna say like oncoming traffic.
Yo, what?
Yo, man,
I'm not trying to go that tragic.
You said it, dog.
I am not trying.
No,
to go
I did that. Not. Sure, because what I was thinking, well, like what you were saying, I think it would be partial slice of life, you know, be like how they all like deal with the death. Yeah, so you could have like one of them becomes like a alcoholic or drug addict. And another one tries to murder the guy who kills her.
That works,
because
too.
He, like, gets off on some kind of, like, technicality or something. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, or he just can't go through with it. Like, he wants to kill a dude so bad, but he can't go through. And that could have it be like that.
Real tragic, dog. Just make it dark.
Yo, man, you ain't got to make it that dark. But no, like, legit, though.
I think we
like,
should add that. A dark category.
No, man.
Let's just make it dark, dude. Because my thing is, like, if we're going to do it slice of life, and we're not really going to have, like, action, then, like, some of their lives have to be action-y, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Like one of the guys is getting into fights all the time now because he's like drunk or something. You know what I mean?
I can have it be like one of the guys. I would say like, okay, so we got the girl. we'll have like, I would say like the childhood friend could be sort of like the manager. And then you have the guitarist, the bassist, the drummer. And then, like I say, you kind of like the roadie slash like security. And those are your six
characters. Tell them what they are, gypsies. Yo, what?
We all know what they are. Okay, man.
Just a bunch of gypsies. How is a roadie a gypsy? What's the difference, man? Okay.
Pretty sure, like, being a gypsy is a...
choice.
Well, yes, but is it a culture or is it a...
Yeah, I don't want to say it's like an ethnicity. Traveling culture. It's not really an ethnicity. It's a culture.
Yeah. So I know that's what Jason Momoa's wife said. Like, I know that's what she like classifies as like a gypsy, and so does he, I believe. A
gypsy?
Yeah.
He's Samoan.
Well, no, I know that, but I think because his wife is, she classifies as a like, or a she's a part of the gypsy culture. I'm pretty sure that's what he is too. Like, he's like took it on. So. But anyway, so yeah, so we'll have the childhood friend. I think your childhood friend should be the one that like falls into like, or better yet, the childhood friend is the one that like on the surface, he's like thriving. Like he became like a good, like, I don't know, business manager or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, and maybe he's like managing another band because we got to keep music incorporated in it, you know what I'm saying? So like, because of course after she dies the band basically like breaks up because it most of them like stop playing music. Or maybe even he sticks with one of the band members, like maybe the guitarist, and like the guitarist kind of goes solo, and so he's like managing the guitarist, and like on the surface they're both like seem like they're thriving very well, but both dealing with like, I don't know, crippling depression and whatnot. And no, actually, no, let's keep them all separate. So can have it be like the...
until they come back together for the battle of the bands. No, man.
What? No. No, I'll do... I mean, I got an idea for like the last episode, but... So the childhood friend, aka the manager, is like, you know, he's thriving on the outside, but inside, you know, he's like trying to deal with the loss of basically his like first love and whatnot, and could probably have like the guitarist or the bassist, I don't know.
What if the show started and she was already dead and the music and whatnot comes from flashbacks that they have?
Oh, that actually, yes, actually I would have liked that, like a flashback anime, bro.
Yeah, like, and they that need way to tell where they are now and
yeah,
like, and then show like how they became that person.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I actually like that a lot, bro. Yeah. Like, oh, bro. Like, yo, the first episode can be basically what I was gonna say for the last episode, is that like basically they kinda like get all back together. Mm-hmm. Like meet for the first time, like, yeah, I would say for the first time after like, you know, her death and everything. And like started off with like maybe, I don't know, one of the guys like an argument, you know, like they're all arguing and stuff, and like the drunk is like blaming the security dude, the roadie, for not doing his job, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then they get into like a little scuffle and everything, and then boom, go to the first flashback of like when they all met in high school or something like that, and then, you know, like basically like every episode would be like a flashback section of because we can technically like have one
of their episode characters.
Yeah, because I would say technically we have one episode dedicated to every character pretty much. And and then, oh man, that'd be dope. And could have like the guitarist be like, I would say the guitarist is like the like pretty boy of the group, and like the like what they're called, like the cool suave one, and And his, like, his whole thing is, like, you know, after she died, he basically just, like, I guess we could say, like, maybe he threw himself into his music and, like, the whole, like, kind of, like, rock star lifestyle.
Of, he's, like, solo artist now or something.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, you know, he's, like, always, like, he throws himself into music to basically, like, numb himself from the pain of, like, losing her. And, like, just throws himself into random girls and stuff like that. Like, and just, like, you know, have probably, like, maybe, like, the drummer become, like, the alcoholic who's just always getting into fights now. And, oh, you can find him at any bar, basically, every night. And the bassist, I don't know.
Because the manager is a successful guy.
Yeah.
The guitarist, rock star. He said the drummer, the drunk.
Danny, the drunk drummer.
Right, right. What's the roadie doing?
I was going to say have him be like, he's like, he, like, I don't know, maybe works at, like, a boxing gym or something. Because, like, after feeling, like, defenseless, he right. basically, like, I don't want to feel like that anymore. So he, like, threw himself into, like, a gym and, like, tried to, like, teach himself as much, like, self-defense as possible.
Who's our fifth guy, then?
The bassist?
Lead guitarist, drummer, bassist, roadie. Oh, right, and the manager. Right, 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 manager. I was like, wait, what is going on? Something isn't adding up.
What's not adding up?
I forgot the manager guy. Poor guy. You know what the most tragic part about all of this is? What? She died. All of them were still in the friend zone.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh. 100%. And that's the main reason that's why. That's
the most tragic thing ever.
And that's the reason why they all, like, and like, that can be, like, the coming resolution at the end is where, like, basically they all realize that, like, they were in love with this chick, and instead of self-harming themselves and each other, like,
they all sort of resent each other.
Yeah, you know, but at the end of it, you know, they realize, like, you know, like, we should, like, she would want us to all, like, get along and, you know, still be friends. And then they do, like, kind of, like, one, like, little, like, last jam session, you know, and dedicate, like, a song to her, basically. Or we can even have them put the band back together and I don't know, maybe do, like, a dedication to her. Because it could be like, I don't know, the 5th year of her, like, death anniversary or something like that. Like I said, you know, they were,
right.
Like, they were, like, you know, a hot new up-and-coming band. So, like,
a lot of people. What if we made the roadie the songwriter?
Yo, that could work, too.
Like, he was just like, I can't sing it, so I want you to have these.
Yeah.
It's like the songs. And then the last song that they sing, it's like a song that he wrote to her.
Yo,
right?
That's ridiculous.
Right? Imagine trying not to cry during that. Yo, dog, you good? I'm fine, man. I ain't crying.
You turn
around. Turn back all cleaned up. What? I told you I'm not crying.
Bro. That'd be tragic.
Right? That'd be pretty good. Pretty tragic. Not super actiony, but we could have them get into fights with each other.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, you know, like, we started off with, like, a little fist fight between the drummer and the roadie.
A little fist fight. I don't know. People losing eyes.
Okay, man.
Yo, what? How are we going to have people losing eyes? People are losing eyes! So this one's going to punch that one's eye straight out his head. Going to come out the back. Going to freak people out. Now, I think that'd be pretty good for what we have.
Oh, yeah.
Then we could have flashbacks with all of them. Well, I mean, the majority of the show is a flashback, but...
Yeah. Like, so, like first episode will be a flashback to, like, how they all met in high school and everything. And
yeah.
Yo, what is that on my wall?
Yeah.
I think it's a mosquito.
Oh, hey, God. Wait.
I'll be right back.
Yo, good luck, man. So, this is what I'm thinking, y'all. At least as far as the first episode goes, the flashback would actually be a dream that the drunk guy is having. And when he wakes up, he's the first character that we start with. And remember that, because I'm going to have to repeat it when Alton gets back so I can let him know. If he ever comes back, he might have just used the mosquito as an excuse to run away, but...
Bro, I didn't hear anything you just said.
Oh, yeah. I was pondering whether or not you were using the mosquito as an excuse just to run away and not be on the podcast, but clearly you didn't think that far ahead, so... You're stuck now.
Oh no, there's another mosquito.
Oh no, there's more. No, but this is what I was saying when you left, that I was like, we could have the first episode start as like a flashback of them getting, of them like meeting and whatnot, but have that flashback really be a dream that the drunk guy was having. And he was passed out.
Ooh, okay.
Just start the tragedy right off the bat.
I like it.
Because then there's no guess about what this show is about, you know?
It's about heartbreak.
Exactly. That way no one's just like, yo, what just happened? It went from like, they were singing songs and holding hands to now this one's got cancer and... That one's in a loveless marriage. What is happening? Oh, yeah. We got to put the manager in a loveless marriage.
Oh, okay. Having, like,
committing adultery.
Or we could do that for the basis. Since we didn't have anything for him.
Oh, yeah. We could do that for the basis, I guess. Have his wife just be, like, cheating on him and stuff. And he's just like... Yeah, I know, but I just don't feel like going through the hassle of getting a divorce.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, dog, what?
Oh, yeah.
And they rekindle the flame, and then he leaves his wife. And he, like, does something extreme to his hair.
Oh, okay.
Oh, heard. Then he opens a bass guitar shop where he only sells bass guitars. Not that's real regular, lucrative. Only bass.
That's real lucrative.
Super lucrative. I don't know what you're complaining about, dog. You just upset you didn't think about it yourself.
Sure, man. Yo, is that seriously another mosquito? Nah, I'm just seeing stuff.
Yo, she's what? Like,
nah, that's finally the drugs kicking in. Sorry.
Excuse me? Yeah, I'm trying LSD now. See if it would make my ideas a little more, you know, vivid. Probably should have done it before we started, but it's kicking in now, so. Hey.
Better late than never. Real quick.
Nah, I think
better late than never. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Nah, yeah. I like that. The only hard part about this would be coming up with fire songs.
Yeah. I think... Mm. As far as songs go, I think we could get away with just having like three, you know, sort of one at the beginning, sort of one as like the last show that they played together as a group before she died. And then, you know, aside from the solo artist.
No, I would want more.
And then like a final song at the end.
I would want more.
Okay, well, come up with a song then, man.
I will.
Okay. Can't wait to hear it, you nerd! No, because I think we could get away with a few, because I think most of the flashbacks would be about their time as individuals with her, right? Like, mostly.
Yeah, because it is a slice.
Yeah. And then, I mean, of course we'd have times with them, all of them together in the flashback.
Yeah, doing band practice. Yeah. Band practice. Band practice.
Oh, you know what would be pretty cool, though? Is if we had some flashbacks from the character's point of view, so they think that they know something, but they don't know it. Until, like, you know, we show a flashback from the other character's point of view. You know what I mean? Like, no. They're accusing them. So, like, they're accusing, I don't know, one of them's accusing another one of something that happened. He's like, oh, yeah, I remember, blah, 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 blah. And it's, like, flashback to it, right? And then it's, like, a flashback from the other character's point of view. And he's like, oh, crap. So I am wrong. You know what I mean?
Sort of.
Explain it back to me then. Man, why do I gotta do that? I just want to make sure that you know it. I know it. I know it. Then just explain it back to me.
So, like, you're basically saying, like, for example, say if I was like from my point of view, I thought that you stole my last cookie that one day.
Yeah.
But from your point of view, you were just eating the last cookie that was there.
What?
But we both knew it was my last cookie.
Just no, man. More like I would know that Steve ate your last cookie.
See, you keep trying to put it on Steve, but there was no Steve there that day, man. I know you were lying, bro. Just admit you ate my cookie.
First off, this was in a dream you had. Second off, how am I supposed to know who was or wasn't in your dream? That's fair, I guess. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But it doesn't change the fact. Okay.
So it's like, I didn't eat your cookie, man. I'm telling you, I did not eat your cookie. I know you ate it. Bro, why would you just let this go? This happened 6 years ago.
Right?
Because it was my cookie, man. It was my last cookie. I waited all day for it.
Okay, man. Should have labeled it instead of keeping it in the pouch of cookies with one cookie left.
So you wanted to do that. Yeah, man, I ate your cookie, okay?
Oh no, I didn't eat it. I savored it.
Oh no, you did.
No, you did not. Oh yes, I did. I got a cool glass of milk.
Yeah, why are you drinking a cool glass of milk?
I made sure I was all nice and cozy.
I ate you!
And I dipped it the perfect amount of times so it wasn't all soggy.
Not and three, almond. Not four, but three and a half.
How could you?
The end of a friendship.
You know what the best part is? After I took my first bite, I spit it out because it was disgusting.
My mama made me those cookies! Just, yo.
Makes sense now. Nasty oatmeal raisins looking like chocolate chip.
It's a family recipe! Like, yo, what is wrong with these two? A full on. Yeah, and that's the last time I talked to Xavier.
Yeah. Just no making it up, you know? No.
Some things you just can't forgive.
What?
Oh man. Y'all are like brothers. And yeah, just dropped all of that over a cookie. You don't get it, man. That's why you're looking at me like that. You just don't get it. You didn't taste the cookie.
You weren't there. I don't need to be there. I already know oatmeal raisin cookies are disgusting. Okay.
I guess there's two friendships I'm ending now.
Yo, what? You know, think about it. We never put cooking as like a genre.
Yo.
A main or subgenre.
Can that be a subgenre? Can we do that? Can we start making up our own subgenres? Like,
I mean, replacing why not?
Genres? No. I mean, why not? It's a free country.
It is a free country. Sometimes, when it's not quarantined, it's a free country, you know? Because there are some genres that we just delete either way. And there are some genres that we never want to work with because they're just...
Yeah.
Like, you always know what you're going to get if we do, like, isekai. You know?
Yeah.
There's no...
Yeah, bro, let's... But... Yeah, next anime creation, bro, let's... We're going to start... We're going to start... start adding in some of our own genres. Subgenres and take replacing them with others.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to do a cooking one, dude. Like,
right?
And all we know is that it would just be what Shokugeki should have been.
Exactly. That's literally all it would be. All right, so the name of this is going to be Shokugeki no MoMA. Really, man? Hey, I'm on the spot. The exact same universe as Shokugeki no Soma, just years later, getting it right.
Right.
God, I'm still so upset that it ended the way it did, instead of like we theorized and like would have been awesome if they went up against a rival school. Like, that would have been so cool, man.
It is what it is at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, man, we've been disappointed so many times when it comes to anime and manga that it's like, honestly, why do we even continue to watch it? You know what? You know what? Because we get gems like Record of Ragnarok.
That's true. Because one day we find like something and we're just like, ha, I gotta go through this again.
Yo, we're gonna keep doing it too, because it's like every time we find something, it's like, oh my gosh, it's like, you know what, why do I even bother? Like, I'm just gonna stop doing this. And then we find something new that we're like, okay, this is great. And then it's just an endless cycle
dynamic.
This is gonna change the whole dynamic of anime.
It's not going to follow the same guidelines. It's going to do something different. It's finally going to be special.
Really? Just, if you guys want to hear a tragic story, yeah, just look at our lives.
I know.
If you guys wonder why we're so good at tragedy, it's because our lives is tragedy.
Right? It's just so annoying, man. Like, it's... Yeah, it's just annoying. especially because when things can go such an awesome, better, different way, and it doesn't take like any kind of thinking to even get you there, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, just going on Shokugeki no Soma now, I feel like it takes a lot more effort to think of, all right, let's have them go into the blues tournament and go up against evil chefs and give them superpowers. That seems like so much more work to think up of than to think of, why don't we just make a rival school?
Right.
You know what I mean?
That could have potentially still been like evil shells, quote unquote.
Exactly.
Just without the superpowers.
Exactly. Could have been, I don't know, chefs that, yeah, they're just evil. They try and sabotage you, whatnot. I don't know. And they're just super good. Start taking the world by storm because they're somehow cheating.
Man, sad times.
It is sad times. And they do it all the time. Like, could you imagine if Record of Ragnarok was like, all right, here are these 13 fights. And it's like, oh man, it would be short. It would be great. And then they're just like, I don't know. Now it becomes like a slice of life on Earth where the Valkyries are like getting into relationships or something. And you're like, why did you continue? You know, like that's what it feels like. It's like, why are you still going?
Like my thing with Record of Ragnar, though, is I wouldn't be mad if like they continue it. Depending on how they do it. Like, if they, like, get towards, like, the end of the battle, and then, like, suddenly, like, a new threat appears where they have to, like, kind of, like, basically team up. Like, I don't know, maybe the Titans show up. I don't know. Maybe the Giants show up. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
If they did something like that, if they did it well, I wouldn't be mad at it. But if not, like, just end it after. Would you show me who wins?
13.
Yeah.
I mean, here's what I assume, and here's what I hope for the best storyline ending would be, you have the humans lose, but the gods realize, okay, well, they kind of still deserve to live. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, that's when they took out some of the gods.
Exactly. You're just like, okay, I can't deny that They got some bangers down there, okay? they got some people willing to slang, dog. So, you know what? You've earned your next 1,000 years. You know, how I would want it continued, if they were going to continue it, would be a 1,000-year time jump to new people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Through the tournament over again, instead of like every 1,000 years, it's like, we're going to vote whether or not to kill you guys. Every 1,000 years, there's just a new tournament. You know what I mean?
Because that would actually make perfect sense, because the whole premise around the gods is that they're all cocky and, you know, they think they're above everybody.
So every 1,000 years, they're like, prove to us that you still, like, deserve to live or something.
Exactly.
You know? It should be dope. But, I mean, we'll see what happens there. See what happens. I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah.
Expecting the worst. It's just, it's our anime life.
Yeah. That's that lazy look at it again.
For real. And
it's like, oh, you love this manga?
Seven Deadly Sins, dog. Did the exact same stupidity that Naruto did. Here's the bad guy. Oh, okay, cool. So they're going to beat that bad guy. Psych! Here's another bad guy. Okay, so they're going to beat this bad guy now? Yup. Oh, okay, nice. So they beat that bad guy. But there's another bad guy. What is going on? I thought this was the final battle. Oh my god, it's so annoying, dude. I'm so glad it's finally over.
think 2 months down the line is going to be a new chapter out.
There is going to be a new chapter out because they're starting a new series around King Arthur and Meliodas's son, Tristan, who's going to be a part of the King Arthur's round table, I guess. So, yay.
I didn't even know Meliodas had a son.
Yeah, well, he had a son in the last chapter. Him and Elizabeth had a son.
Spoilers, man. Jeez.
Is that really a spoiler?
Yeah.
Because the manga was announced, I think, before even the last chapter came out. Hey, new manga, guys, based on Meliodas' son. The last chapter hasn't even come out, dog. No one cares. So we'll see what happens. But that, once again, is our music tragedy. So like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. Become a patron on Patreon. And don't forget to pick up something for yourself in that Teespring merch store. All links are in the description boxes below. Other than that, we'll see all of you in the next episode of Tuchaku.
Until next time, everybody. Thank you.